Good day and welcome to the Fairfax County News Center podcast. Coming up, learn about a governor's award for the Spring Hill Rec Center, input is needed for the Spring 2026 Business Survey, spring gardening tips, and the Fairfax Opioid Overdose Dashboard. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. The Fairfax County Park Authority was honored with the Governor's Environmental Award in recognition of its energy upgrades at the Spring Hill Rec Center on March 24 at the Environment Virginia Symposium in Richmond. The awards program recognizes successful and innovative efforts that improve Virginia's environment. The Park Authority addressed issues related to the maintenance and performance of key systems at Spring Hill Rec Center, including the chiller, cooling tower, and pool units. The project resulted in a 44% building energy reduction and $204,011 operation and maintenance savings over the first operating year. These upgrades helped the Park Authority meet the county's operational energy strategy goal of 25% energy usage reduction countywide by 2030, a full 5 years ahead of schedule. Since completion, the project has won several awards, including the 2025 U.S. Department of Energy Better Buildings, Better Project Award and Better Practice Award and Virginia Energy Efficiency Council Award. Spring Hill Rec Center is located at 1239 Spring Hill Road in McLean. For more information, visit the Spring Hill Rec Center webpage. Fairfax County officials are calling on local business owners and entrepreneurs to share their insights to the Spring 2026 Business Survey. Business owners can complete the questionnaire online by visiting engage.fairfaxcounty.gov/business-survey-spring-2026. The survey is designed to gather real-time data on the needs, challenges, and growth opportunities facing the county's diverse business community. Feedback from the survey will be used to inform future county programs or refine business support resources. Participation in this survey ensures that the voices of local business owners are heard and that economic initiatives remain aligned with the evolving needs of the marketplace. The survey is open to all businesses located within Fairfax County, across industries and sizes. The data collection period will run for nearly 4 weeks, with the survey set to close on April 17th. Results from the Spring 2026 survey will be analyzed and shared with the public later this spring to help guide strategic planning and economic development efforts. Did you know that for more than 40 years, the Fairfax County Master Gardeners Association has served as the area's experts in helping local gardeners with a host of horticultural conundrums, from selecting the right plants and understanding how to care for them, to conducting home soil tests and helping address pest issues. During the growing season, Master Gardeners are on duty 5 mornings a week, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to noon. Call 703-324-8556 or email helpdesk@fairfaxgardening.org for assistance. Speaking of spring gardening, applying a layer of mulch in spring will help maintain soil moisture and control weeds. Mulching also insulates soils, keeping them warmer in winter and cooler in summer. Fairfax County produces good-quality, double-shredded wood mulch for residents for free. Mulch is usually available at the I-95 and I-66 transfer stations. However, despite the appeal of those attractive mulch mountains, don't pile mulch against tree trunks or plant stems. It can stress plants, causing insect and disease problems. Community members are asked to stay vigilant and take steps to help curb fatal and non-fatal drug overdoses. A significant area of concern here in Fairfax County and around the country is opioid overdoses involving youth. Fentanyl is the primary opioid responsible for fatal and non-fatal overdoses in the Fairfax Health District. Since 2016, the percentage of opioid overdose fatalities involving fentanyl has increased each year to 95% in 2023. More information on local overdose trends is available in the Fairfax Opioid Overdose Dashboard. Finally, subscribe to Weekender, the county's weekend arts and entertainment e-newsletter. Weekender brings together offerings from around the county and delivers that info right to your inbox. Don't miss out on fun happenings throughout the county. Subscribe to Weekender at fairfaxcounty.gov/news/weekender. That's all for this News Center podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, visit fairfaxcounty.gov. Follow the News Center podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. You can also listen 24/7 online to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. If you have questions, call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329 weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. or email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. The News Center podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.